Thank you, Strive. Today I will be talking about many things, but we're going to start off with one of them. So it's going to be not caring. Yesterday I was on a run, and I am usually one to really get anxious about what people are thinking while I'm running, or like being perceived while I'm running, you know? And then I'm running and I'm jogging along this really busy road with a bunch of cars. And because I live in Italy, there's that classic Italian stare, and I've gotten used to it in the past 2 years. But still, when you're running, you just don't want to be perceived for more than like 5 seconds, which is usually what happens. And I take a moment and I just think, who cares? Well, okay, imagine you're running on the side of a really busy road. Imagine you are the driver. No one else is walking here. I'm getting stressed about the people staring in the cars. Imagine you are the driver. You see someone jogging on the road. You probably will stare, you probably won't. It depends on who you are. If you do, are you going to remember that person? Probably not. Most likely, no. You're probably not even going to care or recognize that person. And then nobody was looking, actually. So that was the funny part, because I was looking in every single car and no one was looking. That's good, because they were driving responsibly. So then I think to myself, who cares? Because at the end of the day, no one's really watching, no one really cares that deeply, and everyone is paying more attention to themselves than what you think. You know, like people pay less attention to you. You are the person who pays the most attention to yourself. So really just think about that every time you get stressed in public with the idea of being perceived or judged or something. And just understand that you are your biggest critique person. No one will criticize you as much as you critique yourself. Just put that in retrospect. Okay, next topic. I'm really rapid firing these topics today. Wow. So next topic was nothing being a big deal unless you make it a big deal. Because I'm reading my notes right now, because I write this down. Because I always think of this like right before I'm going to bed. Obviously, I'm not going to film a podcast episode at 2 a.m. Nothing is a big deal unless you actually I could. Nothing is a big deal unless you make it a big deal. Don't blame society of what you've learned. Blaming is resistance. Yeah. Think about that for a second, because I need to. What is this? It makes sense though. When you don't own up to your own mistakes, and like you it's a sign of maturity if you understand and you accept that this was a mistake of mine and I understand it now. It probably won't happen in the future because I'm learning now. That's just going with the flow. That's simply acknowledging one of your actions and not resisting anything, not adding a lie on top of a mistake or something, which then kind of snowballs into a negative situation usually. And really, truly, nothing is as deep as what you make of it. So, for example, this is the quickest thing that comes to mind, but when you get embarrassed, and you kind of stand there and you look embarrassed, you're giving a people to have like you're giving them a reason to be embarrassed with you in a way. Except that's not how embarrassment works. It's you're not being embarrassed with someone else, you're being embarrassed of yourself of that action. So for example, laugh it off, like Ariana Grande got hit by one of the Victoria's Secret angelings, and I remember reading so many articles about this in middle school. I don't know why I cared so much. And everyone was talking about, well, actually, this is where I learned to just not take anything seriously, especially if it's something embarrassing. Don't let other, like in your perspective, it's embarrassing that happened to you. Don't let others know, because then it won't be embarrassing. They won't think much of it, and the conversation or whatever situation will just flow and move on. So laugh it off, and everything is as minimal or as big as you make it. It could be the most minor problem out there, and as long as you're caring and constantly stressing about it, and just not handing it over to the universe, not fully trusting that everything is going to resolve the way it's supposed to, then it becomes a big deal. Whether you want it to or not, you know, works both ways. But fully just trust the universe, because your path is already there. Like we all have a path and it's already there. And it's up to us to flow with that path or to resist against it. And if you resist against that path, it's only going to complicate you. Like, it's only going to be an inconvenience to yourself. Took me a while to learn that one. But when something happens, I try not to force things anymore. Or same with friendships or like events and stuff like that. You really want to go to this event, but it feels like life is throwing everything possible at you to not make it. Just don't go. Just don't go, because chances are the universe would have heard a conversation that you didn't. Something like that. I may sound crazy. I may not sound crazy. You guys might be being like, what is coming out of your mouth? What is going on in your head? But trust me, just go with the flow. Recognize the little intuitive patterns and signs that life sends you. If you're forcing something, chances are you're not meant to be in that position. Same with friendship. If you're forcing a friendship, it's because you both need to learn things go both ways, like separate for a while. Maybe you guys will be friends in the future again, but everything works out the way it's supposed to in your best interest if you let it. I'm so passionate about that topic because truly everything started flowing once I allowed it to flow. Once I stopped fighting with life because I had this idea and this perspective of what was supposed to be, and then I just let it flow. And everything worked out, everything resolved. I didn't have to force anything or coordinate anything because it just happened. And then you just live and breathe, and you have so much, you feel like you have freedom and peace because you're not going against the river, if that makes sense. I hope it does. Okay. Oh, I lost the notes. Here we go. Okay. Scrolling. All right, so next one is catalysts for change. Now, let's think about that for a second because I know I need to because I don't know what I wrote. Why did I write that? So it's all coming back to me now that I've taken a moment of silence to ponder on my three words that I left to my future self, catalyst for change. And I think what I meant by this is if you feel like you're stuck in life, because I remember writing this down when I was, this was actually before the month of May, and May was the most hectic month I've had in a good way, in the best way. I'm so grateful. I got to experience so many cool opportunities, travel to so many places. And April was very sedentary and very repetitive. And I remember writing this down in April, this one three-word sentence, and I've pushed it aside. But now that I've experienced May going into June, it truly makes a lot of sense because what I meant by this is I felt like I was stuck. Like I was in the same spot. Every day felt copy-paste. I hope that someone is resonating with this out there. Someone understands what I mean. That life can get boring sometimes because it's the same thing, copy-paste every day, no change. You feel like you're not getting any opportunities to advance in the way you want to go. And then I realize that you have to push yourself out there. You have to catalyze the change. It could be the smallest thing. It's that domino effect that people are always talking about with no explanation behind it, but I'm here to give you that explanation today. So you have to really focus on giving life and the universe and like just giving yourself the opportunity to catalyze some sort of change or to push yourself into launching something or it starts with the smallest thing. It could be talking to someone or reaching out to an old friend because maybe they were thinking of you too. I cannot tell you the amount of times where I've written to someone and they write back and they're like, "No way, I just thought about you like a couple days ago." And you guys haven't talked in the longest time ever. I think everyone's kind of connected on the same wavelength in that sense. I don't know what theory that's called, but I know the theory. And everything is connected. But also catalyzing for change. So you really just have to push for yourself and advocate for yourself and fight for your opportunities. It could be the smallest little thing, but as long as you put it out there with the intention of advancing in some sort of way. I guess the biggest thing that happened in April that helped me in May, I posted a picture on my Instagram that had it was more of like a profile picture, like the edit, what's it called? Polaroids? Not Polaroids. In Italian, it's Polaroids. But it's the headshot, right? So I posted some sort of headshot looking picture, And then I go into this Instagram account of this casting agent, and I just like one picture. That happened in April. In May, I get a direct message from them on Instagram saying, "Hi, I would like to invite you to a casting. I saw your Instagram." It could be as simple as liking someone's post. And then next thing I know, I'm signed to a modeling agency in Milan because I got invited by liking one picture because I posted a headshot-looking picture. So they got a clear view that people need in the modeling industry, like the headshots and stuff. And then you get invited to certain things just by one thing, literally liking that picture. If I didn't like that picture, I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to go to Rome or Milan or visit this agency and now have the opportunities in the future to do more jobs for in the modeling industry and entertainment industry in Italy and maybe expanding into other countries from that. See, it's the little things that kind of just trigger a change, and that was the change catalyst in that position, was liking that one Instagram picture. What's another change catalyst that I can think of? I think I made that clear with the example. I don't want to yap about it too long because then it's gonna get boring. So if you just want to ponder right now while I ponder my next idea, what's a change catalyst that you could do? Doesn't require the most effort because that's probably not what it like. Things that are difficult and tricky probably aren't meant to work out. So this kind of really ties into not forcing anything and not resisting, just simply doing, because it could be the smallest thing that sets off the biggest and best opportunity yet. So just ponder that for a second. All right, now jumping into the next topic, I hope you have pondered and taken a break from my yapping. So this idea is making friends. My grandfather gave me a gift a while ago, and it was this book. I'm looking at it right now. Actually, I haven't read it. I read a couple of pages of it. How to Win Friends and Influence People by, I have to cut the author. Dale Carnegie. There we go. The only book you need to lead you to success. And I'm gonna say yes, because that is extremely accurate. Connections are all you need. And I used to be so intimidated by that one saying, yeah, start connecting, start networking. Honestly, that's what how people succeed in the future. And me, 17-year-old little suburban living me, just like, what? Excuse me, what? The only locations I know is school and home. How am I supposed to network? Just don't force it because you will find the right people. They will kind of come to you eventually over time. Connections are important, but true, authentic connections. And you won't make those by forcing anything or resisting against anything. So, as long as you're living in your own authentic state, you will come across the connections that you need in life and like the people and the company. And I'm saying connections, but take it very gently with that term because they're not even connections. It's like true, authentic, real friends. Like I have connected with so many people to a deeper level, and these are the like with it's almost like a community. You just build your own community over time, and these people, we're here to help each other. You know, no one is kind of rooting on someone's downfall, at least I hope not, because why would you do that? There's no purpose in that. There's no point. You're just wasting your own energy, and you're putting all of your energy into hating for someone else instead of maybe hoping for success for the both of you, you know? Oh, where was I going with this? I rambled a little bit too far. Making friends is easy once you understand. Oh, yeah. Once you understand, people just want to be understood, loved, accepted, related to, seen, basically. And people want to feel good. They want someone to laugh with and someone to listen to them. So just be there for your friends and your connections. I cannot stress how important community is, especially as someone who literally he moved away. I moved to Italy to study 3 months after I turned 18, and I was also a COVID teenager. So basically, 2 years of my important teenage life, I guess. still working, yeah, just basically 2 years of this important age and era in your life to like meet people. I was stuck inside the house for 2 years, basically. So was everyone else. So I felt very young. I still felt like I shouldn't be, like I should still be in school living with my family. But instead, I decided to move to Italy, somewhere that's 8 hours away by plane. And honestly, the first year, I did regret it a little, but that's because it was so unfamiliar to me. But now I don't regret it, and now I understand everything is working out the way it's supposed to. So I just have to let it flow. Don't fight the course of life. But anyways, back to the community thing. Community is very important, because without the friends that I've made and the people that I've met here and my classmates and other friends and like people who have connected me back to my culture, like being around so many different cultures, especially those that have to do with the Hispanic side, it's all about community here, because at the end of the day, you guys are all kind of going through the same different life learning lessons, but chances are you're probably doing it alone, and they are too. Because at least in this very niche topic, being surrounded by other abroad students who hopped on a plane at the age of 17 or 18 or 19, usually, and also being COVID people, or like I'm saying COVID people, but really it means like missing out 2 years of important socialization that wasn't digital. We were all kind of stressing, you know, like there's not one person that probably wasn't stoic about this situation, because you're moving away from your family at such a young age. You're in a country alone. Maybe you know the language, maybe you don't. So there's the language barrier, and it's a complete new culture, and it's exciting, but it's also very stressful and very new, and it could be very daunting because it's full of things that you don't know how to deal with, and just understanding a different force of life. So community is really important, because at least you guys can bond through that. And once you realize, if you look at it through your perspective, the friends that you hang around, what do they make you feel? Do they make you feel happy? Do they make you feel understood? Do they make you feel heard? All of these things. Because relate this to others. Like treat, it's literally, it goes back to that golden rule we learned in kindergarten. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Literally, literally do that. We learned it at the age of 8. I hope. If you didn't, now you're learning it today, and I hope that it carries on with you in the future. But it's extremely important, because it really applies to anything here. You kind of set your own way to be treated. The way you let others treat you is kind of the way that you're in, like you're treated. Same goes for the way you treat others, usually ends up being the way you get treated. So once you understand that, if you want to be laughing all the time with your friends, then you're probably going to revolve more towards like funny friendships, all of that. Or it could be a multi-faced thing, like me, I'm a Gemini and I'm not double-faced, I'm a billion, trillion, triple-faced everywhere in a good way, because I like to blend in with everyone and I like to experience different friendships and like learn about people and different dynamics that people think. So it's very just adaptable in that sense. And I'm saying it from a Gemini perspective, but it could also be from literally any other person's perspective. It's just having an open mind in that sense. People just often associate it with that zodiac, but it doesn't really matter, because you could also be open-minded in that sense and try to experience different friendships. And if not, if you just have this certain type of friendship dynamic that you get along with, stay with that. It's okay. Like it's fine. Just do whatever you want to do. And be around whoever you want to be around, and build real, raw, authentic connections with people, because that's what matters the most, community. And stay in touch with your old friends as well, because life is constantly jumping around different locations nowadays. So always have those people around you digitally, now that we have the opportunities to be so connected digitally. All right, so I'm going to end it here, because I've yapped for a bit too long, I fear, and I really hope that you guys picked up something or resonated from this. If not, then thank you for listening, and I will call you next time.